Welcome back. The Iraqi government has delivered a plane load of ammunition to Kurdish fighters in the north in the face of the threats by the ISIL Takfiri militants. The U.S. official says the shipment to the Kurdistan Regional Government at capital Erbil included mostly small arms ammunition. The move is an unprecedented act of military cooperation between Kurdish and Iraqi forces. Meanwhile, the United States has launched two rounds of airstrikes against militants in Kurdistan region. The targets were near Erbil. A number of insurgents were reportedly killed in the attacks, which used laser-guided bombs. The airstrikes have prompted almost all regional and international airlines to avoid Iraqi skies. Airlines from the United States, Britain, France, and Turkey are among those which have banned the civilian flights over Iraq.
The U.S. launches a second round of airstrikes in northern Iraq. This after two F/A-18 fighter jets bombed an ISIL mobile artillery depot near Kurdistan region's capital, Erbil.
To stop the advance on Erbil, I've directed our military to take targeted strikes against ISIL terrorist convoys should they move toward the city.
ISIL militants have been marching through Iraq with little to slow them down. They defeated armed forces and the Peshmerga fighters. After the developments, U.S. President Barack Obama authorized the use of targeted airstrikes to prevent the advance of ISIL Takfiri terrorists toward Erbil, where American forces are stationed. U.S. President Barack Obama's announcement comes after days of speculation as to how the U.S. would respond to a crisis in that area. President Obama is receiving bipartisan support from members of Congress for his decision to authorize military strikes. But some Republicans suggest that the administration acted too slowly against ISIL and should not rule out ground troops. Both White House and Pentagon officials had previously stated that the United States would not take military action in Iraq until Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki steps down. But some critics say al-Maliki needs to step up.
Life would be better for the Iraqis if Maliki would reach out to Sunnis and Kurds and build a coalition government, and they can agree to destroy the ISIS terrorists who are mass murderers and gangsters.
Outside of Washington, in the city of Chicago, anti-ISIL protesters assembled to denounce the militants and their actions. Last month, the U.S. sent more than 800 special operation troops to Iraq, including a contingent now stationed in Erbil. The time frame for the U.S. airstrikes mission is still open-ended. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.